כן. סוף סוף סוביות. שכח, שכח שם, שכח. There's nothing to add. There's nothing. I don't know. וואו, beautiful. ברוך השם. You know, a lot of people in Elo, Michelle was saying, there's a lot of fire and everything. But then there's big Yetzirah also. What happens? And the Zohar Kaddish says, Kaddish Baruch Hu Ratza Livro HaOlam, when Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, it says, Hayah Michrit, Machrit HaOlam, Lefanav, Belay Omeid. He started to create it, but it couldn't stand. It just disappeared. It didn't work. Ad Shabra Tshuva, until he created Tshuva. Because Baruch Hu had to create Tshuva before the world, so it could be created. Kevan Shebara Et HaTshuva Et Notzeitz Or Mimena. So all of a sudden, a spark came out of it, came out of Tshuva. Va'or Ha'hu Hivik Ve'ir Misof HaOlam Ba'at Sofo Uvan Nivra HaOlam. You know, his Tshuva was built. It says Tshuva was before the world, but it's the creation of the world. That's what Zohar Kodesh is saying. In other words, the creation of the world was through Tshuva. The world couldn't be created without Tshuva. It's a strange thing. What does Tshuva have to do with the creation of the world? Right? What does Tshuva have to do with creation? But Lemaisa, the world couldn't stand the way it was. Like, Baruch Hu kept creating it, but it wouldn't stand. And then he created Tshuva, and through that light, through the light of Tshuva, it was able to withstand. What's a pshat? It says, the Gemara in Chagiga brings down that there was a person by the name of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. And it says there in the Gemara, all the Chataim that he did, all sorts of things that he did, he was Chozer B'Sheila. In other words, he left the regular Derech of Yiddishkeit. And Rebbe Meir kept running after him to get from his Rebbe, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir kept running after Elisha ben Avuya. He would run after him even on Shabbos. He would ride his horse on Shabbos outside the city, outside the Tchum, and he would run after him. And the Gemara says there, Yatza'a bat kol v'amra, a bat kol came out from the Shemaim and said to him, Shuvu banim shovavim, go back, do tshuva. Banim shovavim, do tshuva. What's a ben shovav? A ben that's going off the derech, going all sorts of things that shouldn't be done. Chutz me'acher. The Gemara says, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. In other words, this bat kol came out, a bat kol, some sort of nevuah came down. Some sort of nevuah came down. And it said, everybody can do tshuva, everybody does tshuva, except for Acher. So Ev Yisrael here, he says, that's Rebbe Me'apta. You know why he's called the Ev Yisrael? He's called the Ev Yisrael because they asked him, Rebbe, what should we write on your, after Me'av Esrim, after 120, what should we write on your tombstone? You should live and be well, but what do we... He says, listen, about tefillah, I can only say, I'm going to come and stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to say, he's going to ask me if I davened well, I'll say, I tried, but could I have done better? I could have done better. About Torah, he's going to ask me, and I could say, I could have done better. But about Avas Yisrael, I tried my utmost. So he wrote on his kever, the Oiv Yisrael. That's why he's called the Oiv Yisrael. That's why the parish is called Oiv Yisrael. So he says, he asks a simple question. He says, V'utamua, t'miha gdola, leinoko bardea, anybody who thinks it's a t'miha, ki alo yadua mufursam, she'en lecha davar ba'olam shomeit b'fnei ha'tshuva. There's nothing that doesn't stand in front of tshuva. A person does the worst chait in the world, he can still do tshuva. And what's the raya? The raya is from Menashe. Menashe in the Tanakh, in Sefer Melachim, before the Churban, he's right before the Churban. He's doing chataim b'li gvul, he's doing chataim. And still he's able to do tshuva. And Elisha Acher couldn't do tshuva. Why couldn't he do tshuva? So he goes through this whole thing, that the kavana isn't that he can't do tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't help him to do tshuva. A person that did a chait, big chataim and stuff, so he doesn't have the ability to do tshuva by him. He doesn't have the zchus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him to do tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do tshuva. And therefore he says to him, shuvu banim shovim chutz me'acher. He can't even awaken him. But he awakens him from the negative. He says, everybody can do tshuva except for you. You know, it's like you have little children. You say, everybody can come except for Yankiv. And all of a sudden, Yankiv starts running. Same thing here. A person that did such chataim that he doesn't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I can't be more Aaron for tshuva. But I can sort of get him to get in there. And this is the whole union of tshuva. But what's the union? That the whole world couldn't stand without this tshuva. The whole world couldn't stand without this tshuva. Adrabba, this created the whole world. Tshuva is the koach of the person. When we start to realize that tshuva hasn't even begun yet, in other words, we haven't even discovered what tshuva is. We think that tshuva is just saying, Slach lanu, avinu, kichatanu, machalanu, kikrasanu. We do all the al-chets that we do on Yom Kippur. It's not that. It's much, much more. Much, much more. If a person really did tshuva, if any of us really, really did tshuva, we could do anything that we wanted in the whole world. The only thing that's keeping us from not doing what we want to do is tshuva. And there's levels of tshuva. It says in the Gemara that a person that does tshuva, it's the easiest thing. All that you have to do is you say you were wrong, you mekabel atid lavo, you say that you were wrong, and you're mekabel, that you're not going to do it ever again. That's tshuva. That's a tshuva kala, but it's tshuva. That's the tshuva of Ninveh. That's what we read in Sefer Yonah. But is that the only thing of tshuva? Tshuva is very, very deep. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Odiyot v'shabbat. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The whole Inyan of Shab is tshuva. The whole Inyan of the week is tshuva. The whole Inyan of looking towards the Bria and seeing Or Hashem in the Bria. That's the tshuva. What is the tshuva? What is it? It's getting close as I can to Hashem Yisparach. Because what's the koach of the whole world? The whole koach of the world is tshuva. The whole koach of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I don't have that koach, then I can't go anywhere. If I feel for some reason, I can't do it. Why can't I do it? Because I did something wrong. And I feel bad. The human nature is to feel bad if they did something wrong. And all of a sudden when I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish mochel mechila shlema. If I see that mamish Baal HaRachamim is going to be mochel me 100% about what I do, I can do tshuva easily. And I can do tshuva, and all of a sudden I can do anything I want, because I'm free. When I'm in a matzav of a chait, what happens to me is, I can't get anywhere, I'm like in prison. When I'm in prison, I can't move. I feel like I'm confined, because I did the chait, and the chait is bothering me. The chait is bothering me. It really hurts me. It hurts every Jew that does a chait. Every person that does a chait, it hurts. Because Baruch Hu says, you know what? We can't create the world like that. A person is going to be confined. The whole world is just going to dissipate. It's just going to go down the drain. What do we have to create? We have to create something bigger. Bigger that will sustain the whole world. What is that thing called? That thing's called tshuva. Go back. That there's always a path back. And you have to know that there's always a path back. No matter what happens, there's always a path back. And if I don't realize that, or I think that my tshuva wasn't mitkabel, I think that my tshuva, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. You have to be batuach that when you do tshuva, your tshuva is mitkabelet. And don't look back. Don't look back. That's what happened to Eishes Lot. She looked back. She turned into salt. You look back on what you did. You look back on the... That's why he said to him, don't look back at these averas. Don't look back at what happened there. You're free. No, she looks back. She turns into salt. That's what happens to a person that doesn't understand what tshuva is. Tshuva means looking forward, not backward. Going forward, going up and not down. Realizing that it's a full tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makabel. Bishleimus. No, there's no questions asked. When you realize this, then you're free. You're not in bondage anymore. It's really, really a big thing. It's really, really a big thing to realize this. And really, people are chotei in the havan of tshuva. They're missing what tshuva really is. And they really think that since I did it, I can't do it. I can't go any further. And a lot of people, you should know, a lot of people in yeshivas, they stop learning in yeshivas because of certain chataim that they do. They do chataim, and then they can't face God. And it's a mistake. It's all a mistake. And this was the mistake of Elisha Acher. And Rabbi Meir told him, you don't have to be mashgiach in Bat Kol. You don't have to listen to this Bat Kol. But he continued to listen. Because he didn't understand the mahut of tshuva. He didn't understand what tshuva really was. And it took many dorot to get Elisha Acher back into Gan Eden. And Rabbi Meir was part of it. Rabbi Yochanan was part of it. They got him back into Gan Eden. Dorot later. But it took time. But he could have done it. Why couldn't he do it? Because he didn't see what tshuva really is. A person that doesn't understand what tshuva is, that the koach of tshuva, that the whole world is built from tshuva, that the whole world that we live in is built from tshuva, that we're built from tshuva, that that's our yesod, that that's our whole ability in this world. A person that doesn't understand that, so he can't do it. It doesn't work. And there are many, many people like this. Many, many people like this, and they're very frightening because this is the main thing holding us back in everything that we want to do, in all of Talmud Torah, in all of Tefillah, in everything that we want to do in the world. This one thing, tshuva, is the one thing that's keeping us back because we don't understand what it is. And this was what Rav Kook used to say, that he used to, all that he wants to talk about, his whole life. He wrote a book called Orot HaTshuva. The only thing that he wants to talk about his whole life was tshuva. That's all they wanted to write about. That's all he writes about, he says. He says that all of his ketavim, all the ketvei Rav Kook, it's a shelves worth of books. He says all that he's writing about is tshuva. This is about Eretz Yisrael, this is about Shabbos, this is about everything that there is in this world has to do with tshuva. And we don't even realize it. We think that it's just a thing that you do on Yom Kippur. You just go like this a couple of times on Yom Kippur, you're done and finished. It's not like that. B'makom shebalei tshuva umdim ein tzadikim gemurim umdim. What's the pshat? Tzadikim gemurim. People that are tzadikim their whole life. Balei tshuva are above them. How's that possible? But it's possible. If we realize that a person that does tshuva and he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still, he's still questioning whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel or not mochel. You're questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'urachum yechaper avon b'lei ashchit. HaKadosh Baruch himself says, V'urachum yechaper avon b'lei ashchit. He's mochel. But you're not mochel because you think that HaKadosh Baruch is not mochel. It's not true. Get past it. If you do the aver again, fine. But if you didn't do it again, why wouldn't he be mochel? That's the mechila. And every day that we do tshuva, every day, every hour, every minute, we're changing. This is how a person goes up in the world. This is how a person really gets to his destiny in the world. Because he does tshuva. The Balei Tshuva are doing tshuva all the time. The Balei Tshuva are really into this, are really thinking about this, are really connected to Hashem Yisbarach through tshuva. And a lot of us miss this. And through missing it, we can't go anywhere. And we stay, we sort of move here, there, but we're not really growing. The growth process is through this fire, like Shalva said, this fire of mamish growing and going upwards towards tshuva, right? But the mamish esh kodesh to Hashem Yisbarach. And this is the you know, there was once a person by the name of Ze'ev Kitchis. He was a Talmud of Baal Shem Tov. So you're at the Baal Shem tonight, I think, right? Yeah. I think it's tonight. Yeah. The Baal Shem Tov's Yortzeit is tonight. And he had a Talmud of Zev Kitchis, who was the Baal Tokeh. He was the Baal Tokeh of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov came to him one day and he said to him, I want you to be Tokeh for me. So he said to him, how am I going to be Tokeh? I don't know anything. He says, you'll learn all the Kavanas. Learn all the Kavanas and the Arizal. And the Rashash, whatever, you'll learn everything that there is, you'll learn it. So he started to learn everything, his mamash, getting into it, all the kavanas, you know, there's lots of kavanas. When a Baal Tokeh, a real Baal Tokeh, when he's Tokeh, he has kavanot. The kavanot of the Mekubalim, big, big things, big stuff, deep, deep stuff. Because metak in the whole world, you know, you're fixing everything, you're uplifting everything, you're the voice that's being heard is the voice of tshuva, is the voice of Bina. Bina is coming down. Bina is one of the midas. Anyway, it's coming down, and the person is starting to hear. He's starting to hear again Dvar Hashem, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is starting to come out through the shofar. Ale Elokim B'Truah, Hashem B'Kol Shofar. It's coming up, big kavanah. So he said, I don't know the kavanahs and this and that. So So Hashem Tov said to him, listen, you go learn it. You go learn the Kavanas and everything. So he goes and shteigs for a couple of months. And he comes to Elul and he comes close to Rosh Hashanah. And he writes down on a little pitka so he'll remember everything, right? He's got to remember all the Kavanas and everything. He's not pashut to remember these Kavanas. All right. So he writes down a whole list. He's got it. Puts it into his pocket and he's got it. All right. He's ready to go. He goes to the mikveh. Goes to the mikveh every day. His mom's getting into it. You know, more and more and more and more. All right. He comes to Basha. Comes to Beit Knesset. And he goes up. The Makri is the Baal Shem Tov, and he's the Tokeh. He goes into his pocket, lost the list of all the Kavanas, can you imagine? There's all the Kavanas written down, there's nothing there. It's lost, what's he going to do? He starts to freak out. Picture this, he starts to freak out, like he's standing in front of the Baal Shem Tov. His mom is shaking like a lulav, you know? He can't move, his mom doesn't know what to do. All right, so he's schwitzing and everything. All right, he just puts his talus over his head and just, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just be mekabel tefillos, you know? Just be mekabel tefillos. All right, he's tokeh, everything comes out beautifully. It's gevaldik, everything's fine. And then he's so embarrassed because he didn't do what the kavanas that he had. He runs to his place, he runs back to his place and starts to cry to Hashem Yisbarach. Says to cry to Hashem. And the Baal Shem Tov runs over to him and says to him, listen, I want you to know, Zev, I want you to know something. You know there are keys. Because Baruch Hu has many, many rooms in the Shemayim. Many, many rooms. In the castle of the Shemayim, many, many rooms. Many different things. All sorts of keys. There's a key like this, a key like this, a big key, a small key, a big room. All sorts of things. But there's a master key. You know what the master key is? He says, what's the master key? This is a key that fits every single door there. What is it? He says, Lev nishbar v'nitkeh lukim lo tivseh. When there's a lev nishbar v'nitkeh, that the lev is nishbar, like your lev was nishbar, because you didn't have the list, that's the Iker key. So he had all the keys. You thought that he had this key, this key, this key, all the kavanas you had. No. It's not about that. The biggest key is when your heart is broken. You had a broken heart. That's the Iker key. You want to really be tokeh, you want to really be karov to Hashem Yisparach. Karov Hashem l'chol korav l'chol asher yikru be'emes. What does it mean to be koreh to Hashem be'emes? What does it mean to make mamish kol to Hashem Yisparach be'emes? It means to have a lev nishbar, to have a broken heart. A broken heart, ikar ki. That's the key to Rosh Hashanah. That's the key to tshuva. That's the key to everything. If I have a broken heart, I realize at that moment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no one else. I'm mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Ve'ed. That's the Iker of Tkiyas HaShofar. That's the Iker. All the Kavanas of the Arizal, can't even get close to that. It's one room, two rooms, three rooms, maybe. But the Lev Nishbar is everything. Is everything. It's a crazy story, crazy thing. But this is what Rezev learned from the Baal Shem Tov. And this is the ikr of tshuva. The ikr of tshuva isn't just going like this. The ikr of tshuva is the lev nishbar. When I really feel that what I did, brought me down, or made my father in the shamayim, made him upset to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with me. He's not upset with me that he's angry at me. He's upset that we're not close as we were. All of a sudden, I feel that closeness, and all of a sudden, I'm close to Hashem. Because that shvira of the lev brings me close to Hashem. And it's really, really a big thing. It's not a small thing, this tshuva. It's not a small thing just to have this lev nishbar. There's another story of the Baal Shem. There's another story of Rav Lev Saras. Lev Saras, he was named after his mother because his mother had Mesiras Nefesh. In that time, you know, in those days, the head of the city would sometimes take a young girl and wanna marry her and give her money, and she would become a goya. She would not become a shiksis. And so this woman, his mother, Lev's mother, was a woman that the head of the city wanted to take. And an old man, because he saw what was going on, mamish married her. She was 15 years old, and an old man, like 65 years old, 70 years old, married her just to save her from going over to the other side. And the tzaddik that was born from them was Reb Leib, Reb Leib Saras. So he calls it Al Shem, the mother, that she had Mesiras Nefesh to marry an old man, b'chol ofen, in order to get out of going after the money or going after the goy. Anyway, what happened was, this Leib Saras once came to town, to a small town in Europe. He comes to a small town, Erev Yom Kippur. And Erev Yom Kippur, he's looking for a minion. There's 8 guys, 9 guys, there's one missing. Comes to Beit Knesset, one's missing. What happened? Not there. There's one guy that was caught by the police or something. He's not there. He's not going to be there for Yom Kippur. They only have 9 guys. So he says to them, is there any other Jew in town? Is there another Jew in town that maybe went off the derech, maybe married out, maybe anything? So they'll look at each other. He says, nah, there's no one here. There's no one here. Because they didn't even remember anymore. Tens of years ago, the head of the town, the Moshel, the head of the guy that's being Moshel on everybody in the town is Jewish. And he married out. And he's a really mean guy. He rules in a way that's he's a par. It's not a nice guy. Anyway, so he says to him, where does he live? He says he's a very wealthy man. He has a big mansion on the other side of town. He says, all right, show me where he lives. He said, you're not going to get him to come to a meeting. What do you think? You're really going to get him to come to a meeting? He doesn't have any children, nothing. This one guy, you're not going to get him to come. Takes off his talis. It's called Nidre already. It's called Nidre. They're waiting for a minion. Takes off his talis and he goes, he's dressed in white, he goes over to this guy's talis. And he knocks on the door, doesn't wait, walks in. He sees the pirates right in front of him. The pirates' mamish wants to kill him. He sees a Jew. He sees him opposite, eye to eye. Mamish wants to kill him. He looks at him for like 5 minutes, he looks at him eye to eye. And Reb Leib starts speaking to him. He said to him, you know, there's nothing that doesn't stand in front of tshuva. Nothing. Nothing. You should know, whatever you did your whole life, whatever bad you did, it's all nimchak. All can be erased in 1 minute. And he talks to him, starts him to cry and everything. After like an hour of this, Kol Nidre starts late, brings him to shul. Comes in, a blade. Tells one of the guys, give him a talis. He gives him a talis. There's a guy that hasn't been Jewish, hasn't been married, hasn't been shaykh to Yiddishkeit for 50, 60 years. Right? Gets on. Then he gives him a Sefer Torah. Gives him a Sefer Torah to stand on his side with another Yid. Standing on his side. Reb Leib is in the middle. He's saying Kol Nidre. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matir to daven with the Arvayanim, with all the chotim. He's matir. And this Reb Leib starts to cry like a baby. And everybody's hearing it. And everybody starts to cry with him. The whole Beit Knesset starts to cry with him. And the whole day is like this. He stays for the whole day. Gets up to Ne'ila. At the end of Ne'ila, there's Shema Yisrael, right? Hashem Hu Elokim. All of a sudden, he goes over to the base, to the Aron HaKodesh. And he starts screaming Shema Yisrael. And everybody's screaming after him. He screams even louder and even louder. And then Hashem Hu Elokim, louder and louder and louder. Until he died. He died that night. He died right in Matzah Yom Kippur. And this Reb Leib Saras, he took this date. This date was very important for him. He said Kaddish every year for this person. It was Ma'alez Neshama. The tshuva of this person, so big, beyond big. Just because of one thing, all he said to him was, you can do tshuva. The easy part of tshuva is that you can do it. We don't realize what we can get. He's sitting in Gan Eden right now, right? Sitting in Gan Eden, this guy. Did all sorts of bad things. Menashe, how many people did he kill? But there's tshuva. And this is the thought process that a person has to go through during Elul. Ani ledodi vedodi li. When I'm for my dod, when I'm for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? When I'm for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called the dod. It's called the dod because he loves us so much. When I'm for him, dodi li, then the dod is for me. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for me. All that I have to do is show him that I'm for him. Show him I'm for him. What am I looking for in this world? And this is the ikr of everything. This is the ikr of what Svasemis says. Svasemis says, it's unbelievable Svasemis. He says that Klal Yisrael, Yirmiyahu HaNavi calls Klal Yisrael a Zayit Ra'anan. This is within all the Chataim. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is coming, Mamish, right before, at the Churban. At the Churban, he's walking with them after the Gola and everything, right? And Yirmiyahu HaNavi is crying and saying, Zayit Ra'anan, Yifei creates Torah. That it's Mamish, Klal Yisrael is like a Zayit Ra'anan. What's a Zayit Ra'anan? An olive tree that's Mamish, filled with life. Even when Bnei Yisrael are all the way down, but the Or of the Torah is within them. But you need Yigia. What's Yigia? You have to work. Yagata umatzata ta'amin. Your mamish worked for it, and you found it. Believe it. V'lachein im yesh lehem kama madregot zol lemala mizo. Mikol makom madrega zo nimtza behem leolam. But there's one madrega that's always by them. V'yirmiyahu higid ze biyotam b'shefel ha-matzav. And Yirmiyahu told them that there's a zayit ra'anan, there's an olive tree that's mamish alive. Ra'anan means it's filled with life inside you. Afal pichen, zayit ra'anan. V'gam b'chan, achar ha-chet, sh'ayu b'nei Yisrael b'shefel ha-madrega v'ra'a kadosh baruch hu Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki mikol makom nimtza behem me'ara genuza. And he's showing them that there's something in there. There's something there. There's still a coal that's still a little bit lit. But Mar Batat Savesh al Yedesh Moshe Rabbeinu lo haya bichlal achet vu arosh vashor shaklalut Yisrael v'lachein haya bekocho lachzor ledabek otam benikudat ha-shoresh. And that's the anger. You can get back to your shoresh. You got to get back to your root. Your root is inside you. It's alive. It's mamish alive right now. And we don't realize it. Why don't we realize it? Because it's dormant. We think it's dormant. We think there's nothing there. We think there's mamish, nothing there. But it's all there. It's all there. And it's live. But just on the outside. So I did a chait. The chait is taking me away. And this is mamish. I'll tell you, there was once, you know, Levi Yitzchak Mibeditchev was looking for Baal Tokeah. Was looking for Baal Tokeah. So all of the Gdolei Hador came to him. Everybody. Everybody came to him and they wanted to hear which one he wants to hear. He wants to hear who's the best Baal Tokeah. So he says, each one has bigger kavanas. This one has big kavanas. This one knows that. All right. So everybody's Tokeah. He says, I'll call you, don't call me. I'll call you, don't call me. Everyone, hundreds of people came to his door because everybody wanted to be Tokeah to the Gdolei Hador. They won't want to be Tokeah. Then one person came. At the end, Moishele. This little Moishele, Shoyt Mayim, there's a little water carrier and this and that, didn't know much. Comes in, and he brings in his chauffeur, and he starts to be Tokeah. The nicest Tokeahs that there ever were. The best Tokeahs that there ever were. He says, all right, Moishele, you know, the deal is, you have to be Tokeah, and you have to tell me what you're thinking about. So everybody until him was thinking about this Kavanas, all sorts of Kavanas that there are. Comes Moishele and says, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to tell you. So he says, what do you mean you don't want to tell me? That's a deal. There's a deal here. Either you took care and you tell me, or you don't took care from me. He says, no, I can't. I don't know. Everybody's telling you all sorts of kavanas. Everybody's doing this and that. He says, what's my kavana? My kavana is, I'm a very poor man. I don't have anything. Mamish, no money, nothing. I have seven daughters, and I have to marry them all. And I have no money to marry them all. And I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just have rachamim on me, that I should be able to marry off my seven daughters. When the Baba of a Rebbe used to tell this story, he used to cry for hours from the story. Why would he cry for hours? What's in the story? Again, Lev Nishbar Yitkeh. And the Kimbutim said, when the Lev is Nishbar, when Ani is Mamish, screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yekir Tekiyas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you. If you don't have that, if you don't have that Kesha with Kutsha Brichu,
not have anything. You lost. And the ikar is to realize that this is what's building the whole world. This tshuva that we have is what's making this world into this world that we have. Without this, there's no world. Without tshuva, there is no world. The tshuva is building our world, our specific world, our prati world, and the world of the whole world. It can't, there's no devik, there's nothing that can keep it going. The tshuva is what keeps it going. If we have it. And really we have to take it to the next level. Always take it to the next level and always grow with the tshuva. Because that's what tshuva is. It's a nitzotz. A nitzotz is a spark. That's what the Zohar Kodesh is saying. It's a nitzotz, it's a spark. And when it starts to give light, it gives light to the whole world. And when the whole world gets on fire from this, the whole world is on fire from tshuva, the whole world is on fire from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really what the Yamim Norim are about. Really being on fire from tshuva. Not just doing al-chayt. No, it's not that. Really thinking about what we did. Really thinking about what we can do. Our keshur with the Bar Olam, is it still there? Our keshur with the Bar Olam, is it alive? Is it a Zayit Ranan? Are we seeing the Zayit Ranan? Are we living the Zayit Ranan? If we're living it, then it's alive. Then it's alive. And when that gets alive, the whole world becomes a different world. That is Bias Moshiach. Moshiach Tzidkenu is coming when this tshuva comes out. And it's an inyan of days. It's an inyan of minutes. Until Mashiach is coming, once this happens. And we don't even realize how close we are. We don't realize. It's this close. It's this close. It's between us and it's mamish right here. Beficho v'lvavcha la'asoto. Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ver le'yam hi. Kim beficho v'lvavcha la'asoto. It's in your mouth, in your heart to do it. That's all it is. It's not out there. It's right here. If we want it. If we want it. If we want Mashiach is coming right now. If we want. If not, wait a couple of years, whatever it is, until we don't have Dev Nishbar v'Nitkelu Kimlotiv Zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never mevaza a person that realizes that he have an Eitz Ranan inside him, Eitz Zayit Ranan inside him, never mevaza. And this understanding is the ikar of the whole Torah Kula. That's the beginning of the whole Torah Kula. This is what it's all about. This is what the beginning is about. This is what the end's about. This is what Shabbos is about. This is what Eretz Yisrael is about. Coming back to Eretz Yisrael is the parasha of tshuva. Is the parasha of tshuva, right? That is the parasha of tshuva. B'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, b'shamata b'kolo is coming back to Eretz Yisrael. It's coming back to Shabbos. It's coming back to all the mitzvahs. Coming back and really doing the mitzvahs on a different level. Each time I do it, more and more on the level. And that's the makom shabalei tshuva omtim, because they're always doing tshuva. B'siyata d'shmaya, we should be zaycha.
I did it, I'm did it, I'm I 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 da 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 Hashem, Gid Hashem, Amelucham. Ay, Gid Hashem, Gid Hashem, Amelucham. Ay, Gid Hashem, Gid Hashem. Ki Hashem, Ki Hashem, Amelucham. Ki Hashem, Ki Hashem, Amelucham. Ki Hashem, Ki Hashem, Amelucham. Ayom Goy Shevava
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, 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 I'm sorry,